Alhamdulillah, salatu wassalamu ala Rasulillah. Before we start, just a very short khatir, inshallah. One of our brothers in the community, Brother Muaz, his wife, Farah, she is in very critical condition in the ICU. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give her shifa. نسأل الله العظيم رب العرش العظيم أن يشفيها. نسأل الله العظيم رب العرش العظيم أن يشفيها. اللهم اشف مرضانا ومرضى المسلمين. اللهم اشف مرضانا ومرضى المسلمين. ورحم موتانا وموتى المسلمين. سعد بن أبي وقاص رضي الله عنه. عند حديث ابن حبان حديث الصحيح. قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم أربع من السعادة. أربع من السعادة: المرأة الصالحة، والمسكن الواسع، والجار الصالح، والمركب الهنيء. وأربع من الشقاوة: المرأة السوء، والجار السوء، والمركب السوء، والمسكن الضيق. أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام. So رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم said, four bring happiness: a righteous wife, a spacious home, a good ride, and a good neighbor. And four bring misery: a bad wife, a bad neighbor, a tight home, and a lousy ride. We will explain one by one, inshallah. But if you notice, if you are married, you are connected to all four on a daily basis. If you're married, you're connected to your wife, you have a neighbor, you definitely have a house, and you have a ride, right? You're connected to all four. So it's something that I am interacting with on a daily basis. Let's start with al-mar'a as-salihah, a righteous wife. Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم said in the hadith in Sahih Muslim, الدُّنْيَا مَتَاعُ وَخَيِّرُ مَتَاعِ الدُّنْيَا الْمَرْأَ الصَّالِحَةِ. Subhanallah. The best thing, Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم said, the best thing in life is a righteous wife. Who agrees? Raise your hand. You have to agree. It's Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم. And they say, happy wife, happy life, right? Wallahi, it's so true. If you know how to run your house and your marriage, you will taste the Jannah in the dunya before you taste it in the akhirah. If the wife and the husband know their rights and their obligations, wallahi, everything will become, or everything will fit into place like a puzzle. If I do something wrong, I know that I did something wrong because this is not supposed to be done. When I give my rights, when I give my obligations, I expect my rights. Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم said, hadith in Bukhari, حُرِّمَ عَلَيْكُمْ عُقُوقِ الْأُمَّهَاتِ وَوَأْدِ الْبَنَاتِ وَمَنْعًا وَهَاتِ. It was made haram for you to disobey or dishonor your mothers, bury your daughters alive, and the third one, our shahid, وَمَنْعًا وَهَاتْ. You do not give your obligations and hat. Give me my rights. حُرِّم, look at that. What did the hadith start with? حُرِّمَ عَلَيْكُمْ. It's haram upon you. And this is for both, for the wife and for the husband. It's haram to demand your rights without giving your obligations. And marriage, as we all know, is a contribution from both. It's not just the husband and it's not just the wife. Both together, they have to work in order to make a beautiful, happy home. And my dear sister, if your husband is respecting you and taking care of you and the household, reciprocate. Now we, as we hear, give me a hadith that I have to cook. Give me a hadith that I have to clean. We hear that a lot. Ya akhti, my beloved sister, when Fatima radiallahu anha came to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, she's complaining from the housework. And she was very tired. And she said, Ya Rasulullah, I want a khadim. I want someone to help me at home. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told her the hadith that we all know. Say subhanallah 33 before you sleep, alhamdulillah 33, and Allahu Akbar 34. He did not tell her, what? You are working at home? Stop working. You're not supposed to be working. Did he say that? Did he say that? So if my husband is treating me with honor and respect and doing his dues, is it haram to come home and find something to eat, find the house clean? Is it haram to be able to balance between my work if the woman works and my home? Why? Why not? And my dear brother, listen to this carefully. When Aisha radiallahu anha, she said that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam kana fi khidmati ahli. He used to serve his family. Right? How big was the house of Aisha? 3 meter by 5 meter. 10 feet by 15 feet. Does she need any help? Are you following me? How much help do you need in 12 by 15? How much help do you need? So what is the concept? What is Rasulullah trying to tell us? Just help. I'm not telling you every single day, but if there is help needed, you have a new baby, you have, and there's help needed, Bismillah. Some people, some brothers, sister came to me and told me that she came home after, you know, working, and she found the husband after he finished his food, the plate is still in the living room. She said in a very respectful way, honey, why don't you put it in the kitchen? Not wash it, just put it in the kitchen. Said, this is not a man's job. Taking the plate from the living room to the kitchen, it's not my job. These things, what create problems at home. What's going to happen if my wife is tired or something happened? Or we are human beings. She's a human being too. And I took care of something. What's going to happen to you? You are imitating Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Otherwise, why would we hear about this hadith? There's nothing wrong with it. And my dear sister, one more time for you, subhanallah. Do not listen to what the media define who is the good wife. Listen to the best man ever created defining who is the best woman. Ya Rasulullah, who is the best wife? الَّذِي إِذَا نَظَرَ لَهَا أَسَرَّتْهِ. When he looks at her, he's very pleased. And if he asks her for something, she does it. And if he leaves, travels, she protects his home and his wealth and his children. This is the definition of a good wife from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Now all of a sudden, you are a righteous person, you're a religious person, and now you want the definition of a good wife from the media. Should I tell you about your wife's in Jannah, yani the ones who are going to Jannah? Yes, Ya Rasulullah. He named few things and then he said something at the end. Again, you know, sometimes people, and especially the sisters, they get upset with the speaker. I'm saying, قَالَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمُ, and go check the hadith. الَّتِي إِذَا ظُلِمَتْ أَخَذَتْ بِيَدِ زَوْجِهَا وَقَالَتْ لَنْ تَغْمَدْ لِي عَيْنْ حَتَّى تَرْضَى. Allahu Akbar. If she was wronged, She will take her husband's hand and say, I will not sleep until you are pleased with me. This is a woman of Jannah. So it's up to you, sister. You have the choice. CNN, Rasulullah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And my brothers, do your due diligence. Take care of your wife's needs. Communicate with one another. This is one of the main problems. Why am I talking about this? Wallahi, come sit in my office for a day. You will get يَجْعَلُ الْوِلْدَانَ شِيبًا. You will make the head white. And all the problems are very simple problems because we are not listening to each other. We're not communicating. So, righteous wife, subhanAllah, how true is that? Will bring happiness. Second, a spacious home. A spacious home. There's nothing wrong if you can afford to have a spacious home. I'm not telling you go borrow money with riba to buy a spacious home. But if you can afford to have a spacious home, alhamdulillah, there's nothing wrong with it. It's comfortable. You have your own bathroom. You have your own privacy. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, and not only that, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made dua, Allahumma ghfir li dhanbi wa ish, wa wassi' li fi dari wa barik li fi rizqi. Ya Allah, forgive my sins and make my house spacious. Because some people look, ah, look at this 5,000 square feet home. These people, they don't want to go to Jannah. They want to get Jannah here. Habibi, where do you come up with this stuff? Where do you come up with this stuff? Who said that you have to be poor and miserable in order to be righteous? Who said that? والجار الصالح. We can all relate to this, especially my brothers who live in an apartment. If you have a good neighbor, you know, you go outside, he greets you with a smile. He helps you if you need any help. When we were in New York, we used to shovel snow for each other. That's a good neighbor. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam told us, subhanallah, sitting with the Sahaba, wallahi la yu'min, wallahi la yu'min, wallahi la yu'min. Allahu Akbar. He's swearing by Allah, he's not a true believer. The Sahaba said, who's that, Ya Rasulullah? He said, the one whom his neighbor is always worried about his harm. He's not a true believer. The one whose neighbor is always worried, what is he going to do now? And the last one is, المركب الهنيء. A good ride. At that time it was a horse, a camel, whatever. And now it's a good car. A nice car, good ride that will take me from A to B, get me there in the right time, one piece. And subhanAllah, Rasulullah said, far from misery. A bad wife. Imagine every time you go home, complain, complain, complain. Nothing is done for you. Your life is miserable. A neighbor who's always, the music is so loud, his dog is barking and drugs and alcohol, and he's fighting with his wife. And every time he sees you, he does something to you. And miserable. A car that you get up every morning, you have to jump it and push it, and brakes in the middle of the highway. Miserable. A house that you 7-8 people sharing one bathroom, and we've seen that, and we know people that live like this. It's very tight. It's miserable. It's bring misery. So, ya akhwan, there's nothing wrong by asking Allah to bless you with a righteous wife, a spacious home, a good neighbor. Subhanallah. One of the Salaf, let's say his neighborhood was, let's say every house was 100,000, let's say. So he put his house for 150 for sale. They said, "Yeah, Sheikh, everyone in the neighborhood is 100,000. Why are you selling for 150? He said, "Because my neighbor is so and so. My neighbor is so and so. He is the best neighbor ever." That add to the price of the house. And wallahi, as Muslims living in a non-Muslim land, if we behave like true Muslims, it will be added on the listing. House, 4 bedrooms, 3 bathrooms, living room, pool, and a Muslim neighbor. It will raise the house if we act as true Muslims. And then there's nothing wrong with asking also for a good ride. May Allah make all our life happy. May Allah bless us with righteous spouses. May Allah bless our sons with righteous wives and bless our daughters with righteous husbands. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bring peace and love and mercy to all our homes. May Allah fill all our homes with sakina, with tranquility. Ameen ya Rabbil Alameen wa sallallahu ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in.
قد أفلح المؤمنون الذين هم في صلاتهم خاشعون والذين هم عن اللغو معرضون والذين هم للزكاة فاعلون والذين هم لفروجهم حافظون إلا على أو ما ملكت أيمانهم فإنهم غيرون